is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the openings of the prison to them that are bound.
Wherefore the Lord said, forasmuch as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips to honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder.
Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to
My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath shewed great strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. And he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all of the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up to Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed, and Mary was his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, that while they were there, the days were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room in the inn.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch our
abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them. They were so afraid. And lo, the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David the Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Shepherds, tree. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
As the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us."
And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven.
Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord.
For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
What wondrous love is this, O my soul, O my soul. What wondrous love is this, O my soul. What wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of bliss to the dreadful curse for my soul, for my soul, to bear the dreadful curse for my soul. When I was sinking down, sinking down, sinking down, when I was sinking down, sinking down, when I was sinking down, Christ laid aside his crown for my soul, for my soul. Christ laid aside his crown for my soul.
God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds.
Praise ye the Lord.
Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand.
Praise ye the Lord.
Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of saints.
Praise ye the Lord.
Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king.
Praise ye the Lord.
For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord.
I'm still trying to wrap my mind around the reality that the God who spoke and said, "Let there be," and the earth was formed.
Yes.
Amen.
Took all of that godliness off and ended up with skin and blood like I've got, and was laid down in a feed trough. I'm still trying to get my mind around that. But whether I ever get my mind around that or not, doesn't change the fact that it's true.
Amen.
Right.
Nor does he change the fact that he did that so that he and I could enter into an eternal relationship together. And so that he would be able to separate me from my sin. And create in me a new being. That's what we're celebrating.
Amen.
That's what they've been talking about for the last 45 minutes.
Amen.
And singing about. And that's what makes life worth living. You were exhorted a while ago to let your heart sing. And just because of the way God created us, that happens in most of our lives all the time. Now, my heart sings of my Redeemer. How about yours? It's 2015. Everyone that I can see has lived at least 5 years. Most of us decades longer than that. That means for most of us, the time on this end is a lot less than the time behind us. And so the question is, as you celebrate Christmas this year, are you celebrating the reality that because of the baby that was laid in the feed trough in Bethlehem that night, your sin has been forgiven, and you know that you know that you know that if you were to die right this moment, you would step from this building into the throne room of the holy and righteous God and spend eternity with him. And if you don't know that for sure, I want you to know that the Bible that tells me about Jesus, the Bible that tells me about the God that created, the Bible that tells me about my sin and my forgiveness that comes from him, tells me that you can know for sure that when you die, you will enter into his presence eternally. Amen. And the way to know that for sure is to believe in the heart that that this baby Jesus died for you. And some miraculous way, he reached down through the centuries and pulled your sin in on top of him and defeated all of that and was raised to new life. And he did that so that you too can have new life forever in his presence.
Amen.
And he says that if you will believe in the heart and confess with the mouth that Jesus is the resurrected Son of God, you'll be saved.
Amen.
And so we invite you this Christmas time. We invite you right now. If you've not made that decision, do it today. Do it now. Do it so when you celebrate Christmas and when you hear that Christmas story and when you hear about Jesus, it won't be just hearing about something that you really don't comprehend or understand. It'll be hearing about a companion that you have an eternal relationship with.
Amen.
So would you pray with me? Father, we are blessed with your presence. We are blessed that the Spirit of God fulfills his word and inhabits the praises of his people, even in this place. We are blessed that you know us and that you love us. We are blessed that you took off your godliness and became man to be crucified in my place. We are blessed that you defeated sin and death and even hell itself. So that you might give us life. And I pray today that if there are one or two or three or 23 in this place that have never made that decision to receive Christ as Savior, that before they leave this place, that would happen. That they would pray and say, God, I know I'm a sinner. And I'm certain Jesus died for me. And I thank you for loving me that much. And so I confess my sin to you and my need to you. And I pray, God, that you would receive me and save me and forgive me. And I thank you for that new life in him. This is our prayer in Jesus' name.